Mishnah Shabbos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav. Al Shalosh Averos, Nashim Mesos, B'Sh'as Ledasan. There are three sins that if a woman transgresses, it could lead to her death during childbirth. Childbirth is a time where a woman needs special zechusim, special merits. And if a person has these three sins, woman has these three sins, then it could unfortunately lead to her death. Al She'enin Zehiros Pnida. If a woman is not careful with the laws of Nida, Ubechala, if a woman is not careful with the laws of separating Chala from the dough when she bakes Chala, Hafreshes Chala, Ubehadlakas HaNer, and in lighting Shabbos candles. And this is why this Mishnah is brought down in Masechta Shabbos, because it mentions here candle lighting. These are three mitzvahs that a woman has to be very careful with. They bring down over here that Chava was the cause for Adam Rishon to be thrown out of Gan Eden, because she, you know, influenced them to eat from the Eis Hadas, and therefore, these three mitzvahs really symbolize what she did, because Adam Rishon was supposed to be eternal, and when he got thrown out of Gan Eden, he became like a regular bus of dam, regular, like, you know, flesh and blood man. So that's the blood for Nida. And then Chala is, you know, you take off a portion of the Chala when you're baking the Chala, so it symbolizes that Adam was, you know, he was thrown out of Gan Eden, so it was like a portion of him was taken away. And then candle lighting is a person is like the soul of the world, you know, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So it was as if she extinguished Adam's Ner because she caused death to him because he was thrown out of Gan Eden. So she has these three mitzvahs to be careful with, and they're on a very, very high level that if she's not, unfortunately, it could lead to her death during childbirth. And they bring down over here, it's interesting that they say Hadlakas HaNer, lighting the candle, not just the Ner itself. And they're medayik that her job is just to light the candles. It's the husband's job to make sure that the candles are prepared for Shabbos. So it's very important to keep in mind that when Shabbos comes, yes, she has to light the candles, but make sure that the husband is preparing the candles for her so it's ready right before Shabbos. Moving right along, Mishnah Zion. Shlosh Advarm Tzarech Adam Lomo B'Soch Beso. There are three things that a man has to say in his house before Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Im Cheshecha, right before Shkia. Isaretem, he says, I took off a tith from all of the tavua, all the peros, all the fruit and the wheat, and therefore we're able to eat it on Shabbos. If you don't take off a tith, then it's tevel, it's in the state of tevel where you can't eat it. So he says, before Shabbos, I took off all the tiths, I took off the miser, and now we can eat the food. Eravtem, I performed the Erevs. There are two types of Erevs that we're talking about. Erev Techumen. What is Erev Techumen? We're not talking about carrying here. We're just talking about walking. A person lives in a city. There's no Erev. So he's only able to walk 2,000 amos, which is approximately 4,000 feet, from around his house. Okay? Again, nothing to do with carrying, just walking. However, if he takes a portion of two meals and places it at a distance of 2,000 amos, like at the border of where he's able to walk, that will enable him to walk another 2,000 amos from that spot. So he says, I did Erev Techumen, thus giving him the ability and his family to walk within a 4,000 radius instead of 2,000 amos. The Erev Chatzeros, in those days, they lived in like a horseshoe, meaning they had a bunch of houses in the shape of a horseshoe and then a courtyard in the middle. And they would, you know, go back and forth from the courtyard to the house. And in order for them to be able to carry, here it is talking about carrying, from the courtyard to the house, from house to house, they would place food, just, you know, one portion in someone's house before Shabbos, and that would combine all the houses and the courtyard together to be one entity so they could carry from one to the other. So the first case is talking about walking, second case is talking about carrying within their courtyard. The third thing that he has to say is Hadlikos HaNer. He says, make sure you light the Shabbos candles, Somos Shkia, and he instructs his wife to light Shabbos candles. This is all Erev Shabbos. What about Savik Chashicha, Savik Ein Chashicha? You're in the twilight zone. It's not really dark, but it is dark. It's in the Bein HaShemeshes time period. So then, the rules are as follows. Ein Ma'az and a Savadai, if you have Peros or Tevua that was for sure not Tith, you can't take off the Tith on Erev Shabbos, because the Chachamim made a gzera that you can't do it on Shabbos nor Erev Shabbos. No, I'm sorry, forgive me, not Erev Shabbos. We're in the Bein HaShemeshes period. So Bein HaShemeshes, you cannot take off vadai food, meaning you have food that you for sure know the miser was not taken off. So you can't take off the miser now because it's as if you're fixing the kli. matakin mana, and you cannot fix a kli on Shabbos. So you can't do this on Shabbos, you can't do it bein hashmashas, because bein hashmashas, it might be Shabbos. So therefore, since it's a suffix, you cannot take off the meiser. So of course, erev Shabbos, you could. But if it's bein hashmashos, and you know for sure that the meiser was not taken off, you can't do it. The same reason why you can't do it on Shabbos, because it's like you're fixing a kli. Similarly, you cannot, it's like on Shabbos, you can't dip a kli into the mikvah. Bein hashmashos, where it might be Shabbos, you can't dip a kli into the mikvah. For the same reason, you remove its tumah, you bring it into a purity, into a state of purity. That's like matakin mana, you're fixing a kli, and you can't fix a kli on Shabbos. And if it's bein hashmashos, where it might be Shabbos, it's a suffix, you can't do it either. And then, of course, bein ladigas aneros, you can't light the Shabbos candles. Just like you can't light it on Shabbos, you can't light it bein hashmashos either, lest it might be Shabbos. So this is the twilight zone, where we're not sure if it's Shabbos or not. And therefore, in these three cases, taking off tith from produce that you for sure know that tith was not taken off, or dipping a kli into the mikvah, or lighting candles would all be prohibited. Aval, but ma'asvin es hadmai, the mai is da mai. What is this? It's wheat that you bought from an ama aretz. An ama aretz typically wasn't too acquainted with the laws of the Torah, so a lot of areas that he's lacking. But most ami aretz do know to take off a tith from the peiros and from the tefuah. However, there's a small percentage that don't. So it's really like a suffix. We don't know. Damai, what is this? Was it tith? Was it not tith? So since it's only a suffix, and we're in bein hashmashos, which is also a suffix, you're allowed to take off the meiser. Umi arvin, you could make the erev. Here they say only the erev chatzeros, so the courtyard, you could do. But you can't do the erev of the tchumid, of, you know, of where you could walk within the border. And the reason why you could do the one of the courtyard is because it's not as stringent as the one of the border. So erev chateres you could do bein hashmashos, erev tchumim you cannot do. V'tomnin es hachamin. So this is referring to hatamana. The rule is that chamin is, let's say, a hot food. Let's take cholent, for example. So you want to keep the cholent hot. The rule is that on Shabbos it's prohibited to take something like a blanket, wrap up the cholent, you know, real tight, in order to maintain the heat. And even though you're not really cooking, the Chachamim made a gzera, lest you come do this with a cold food, and you might start adding a fire, you might start cooking it, so they said you can't even do hatmana on Shabbos. But on Erev Shabbos, at even bein hashmashos, you're allowed to take a hot food and wrap it up with blankets to maintain the heat, because there was no reason to make a gzera, they weren't concerned that you're going to come and cook. So on Shabbos, you can't do hatmana, but on Erev Shabbos, it is permitted to do hatmana. This concludes Perek Beis, and tomorrow we will begin Perek Gimel.